Report: Joe Biden seeks to redirect attention from poor memory to Donald Trump's crazy shit. By Wendell Hasebo on February 21, 2024. President Joe Biden, 81, an elderly man with a poor memory, reportedly told aides he wants to redirect the media's narrative by speaking less about his agenda and more about former President Donald Trump's crazy shit. The shift in public relations suggests Biden has realized the recent news cycle about his poor memory damages his re-election campaign. Watch, Biden snaps at reporter after being pressed about concerns with his age, memory. In turn, Biden personally directed his senior campaign staffers in recent days to speak about the so-called Orange Man bad narrative, CNN reported. Sources told the network Biden's redirection play is an effort to point the finger at Trump and all the alleged crazy shit he says. Biden tried the same strategy in 2020 by running a back-to-normalcy campaign. After 3 years under Biden's leadership, it remains to be seen if voters will accept the finger-pointing strategy due to his record. Deadly Afghanistan withdrawal. Record-high inflation. Southern border invasion. War in the Middle East. Ukraine invaded. Donald Trump is the polar opposite of everything President Biden stands for and has accomplished since he took office. And the campaign's top priority over the next 9 months will be laying out that stark choice for voters. Amar Mosa, the Biden campaign's director of rapid response, told CNN. Biden's record, paired with tripping, stumbling, and tumbling in public, along with special counsel Robert Hur's report, appears to reflect in polling data. Crash landing. Biden falls at U.S. Air Force Academy commencement. Trump is doing very well with Hispanics, black males, younger voters, and independents. He is competitive in all swing states and leads Biden in several key battleground states, such as Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. A majority of voters say there is no chance they would vote for Biden in 2024, a recent CNN poll found. The polls worry Democrats, and many want to replace Biden atop the Democrat ticket. The Democratic National Convention is the only feasible route for an alternative candidate to replace him. Politico reported a three-step process. Biden must voluntarily step aside before Democratic National Convention. Delegates nominate a new candidate at the convention. Tie loose ends. Reported alternatives include unpopular Vice President Kamala Harris, two-time failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, and former First Lady Michelle Obama, who battles mental health issues. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.